الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الأحد الحق المبين وأشهد أن نبينا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the universe. Praises are due to Allah that He guided us on the path of Islam. Praises are due to Allah that He helped us to follow the Sharia, that He beautified our eyes with the light of His guidance and truth. Praise be to Allah. We ask Him to make our path straight and to make our footsteps aright on the path of guidance. Praises are due to Allah. Praises are due to Allah who sent us a Prophet who guided us on the path of clear guidance. And praises are due to Allah. Whomever He takes as His friend, then He helps him and He does not leave him astray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us by our forelocks on the path of Haqq and to give us in every time of tribulation a shield of sakina, of peace, and to give us from every stabbing of misguidance, of doubtful matters, an armor of knowledge, and to give us for every misguiding desire and hawa a garden of taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created the nafs, and the one who purifies it, and the one who guides it, to make us of those whom He has guided, and to save us from those who He misguides by His wisdom, and from being of those who are astray. He guides whom He wills by His mercy, and He leaves astray whom He wills by His wisdom and His justice. That is His giving and His generosity. That is His generosity, and that is His justice. We ask no one other than Him. Everyone asks of Him, and He asks of no one. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His final messenger, who left us on a clear, manifest guidance. The darkness, its night is like its day. No one will be astray from it, except He will be destroyed. Beloved brothers, O Muslims, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted goodness for mankind, He sent to them a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He sent down upon him the Quran, and He guided through it the misguided people. He guided by it people who were lost in blindness, and He showed them and took them out from the darknesses to the light. From this, a great civilization ensued, and a great nation led the world, and a great civilization blossomed, and a people became advanced. And that that did not happen, that blossoming and that advancement and that civilization that came about, it did not happen except by after Allah's tawfiq and His guidance. It did not happen except because of the iman and the yaqeen, the faith and the conviction of the Sahaba. Iman that provided fuel for their aspirations, and yaqeen that made their will firm, conviction that made their will strong, and an aqidah, a belief that pushed them forward. Iman that the dunya has not seen before. A civilization and a blossoming that the world had never seen. And we saw the coming of character and the greatness, the desire to strive in the way of Allah, the opening of the hearts and the minds, the justice that was established, and the dunya was opened up to them. And with all of this, it was because of the firm yaqeen, the yaqeen, the resolve and conviction that was like mountains, unshakable belief and faith. And because of that, they received a victory. They received honor, and they received the glory. It is because of iman that miracles happen. The belief, the strong faith and belief, is a weapon that has no match on the face of the earth. No army, no equipment, no power can fight or can face the power of iman. And it says in the Quran, إِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ إِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ. If there is from you, إِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عَشْرُونَ, if there are 20 amongst you, يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ, they will overwhelm 200. Overwhelming by what? Overwhelming not by numbers, not by equipment, but by something that is firmly held in the hearts. Something that is established firmly in the hearts. O Muslims, the true iman, the true faith in Allah, is the best thing that can be hidden within the chest of a person. It is the best thing that can be shown in one's actions. Iman, faith, is what is held in the hearts and spoken on the tongues and proven through the actions. Iman, faith, is a feeling of the greatness, of the awesomeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is humbleness to the mightiness and the power of Allah. It is submitting to His commandments. Allah says,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
Indeed, the believers are those when Allah is mentioned, their hearts shake.
وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا.
And if His ayahs are recited to them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it increases them in their iman. Iman, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is a noble feeling. It is a noble quality. It is when the mind is upright and when the conscience is alive. It is the cure for every disease of the nafs, every psychological illness, and every harm. Iman, it is believing, and it is action. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Iman and Yaqeen, faith and conviction, it is something that lays deep within the human being, deep within one's conscience. It is knowing Allah. It is a sweetness of faith. It leaves a mark, an imprint deep within the self, a noble and beautiful and upright imprint that purifies the heart. It removes the heart from the filth and it makes it enlightened and filled with light, and it makes it beautified and bright and pure. It is what makes the heart seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman, it blows into the heart the light and it fills it with happiness. It fills, how can there be any happiness greater than being at peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can there be any happiness greater than relaxing and feeling the and filling the heart with Allah? Can there be any greater peace and happiness than having the heart at peace with Allah and filled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with nothing else in it? The most upright heart and the most pure and upright and correct heart, and the purest of them, is the one who has taken Allah alone as its Lord without any partner, worshipping Him. A heart filled with the love of Allah. A heart filled with the fear of Allah. A heart filled with the longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A heart that is submissive in humbleness to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says,
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا. Who has a better religion than the one who has submitted his face to Allah and he does good? Submitting the face to Allah, what it means is turning, a slave turning to Allah completely and not turning away from Him for anything else. This is what it means by submitting one's face to Allah, by turning completely to Allah and not looking to anything or anyone else. It is humbling oneself to His desire, to His command and His will. It is humiliation. It is humiliation to the greatness of Allah and to His power. It is faith in the oneness of Allah and His Sharia. And with that, one achieves the perfection of Iman. Iman, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is what made the Prophet Hud alayhi salam turn to his people and say,
فَكِيدُونِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ.
Hud alayhi salam, who turned to his people who rejected the message of Allah, he says, then plot against me and do not wait. I have trusted in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Iman, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is what made Musa alayhi salam, when his people were trapped between the ocean and Fir'aun's army, and the two huge groups saw each other, the Bani Israel, they turned to Musa and they said,
Inna lamudrakun.
Said, we are caught up with, we are taken. They are going to overwhelm us, Fir'aun and his army. Musa alayhi salam, he said,
Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen.
Musa alayhi salam, he turned to his people and he said, no, with me is my Lord, he will guide me. Iman, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is what made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in the cave with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and the mushrikeen were above them, within a few feet of them, and could just simply look below and see them, and kill them, because they were out to kill them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Abu Bakr, and he said, Ya Abu Bakr, what do you think of two whom Allah is the third? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Iman is what made Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When the mushrikeen heard about the Isra, when the Prophet claimed, well, he told them that he had gone from Mecca to Sham, Jerusalem, in one night and returned. And the mushrikeen began to scoff and laugh and go to the people and say, do you hear what Muhammad is saying? He went to Mecca. He went from Mecca to Jerusalem, a month, several months' journey, and returned in the same night. They began to make fun of the Prophet ﷺ. So they came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they said, do you hear what your friend is saying? That he went to Sham and came back in one night? Iman is what made Abu Bakr say, if he said it, I believe it. I believe something greater than that. I believe that he received news from the sky. And from then on, Abu Bakr was called Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the truthful one. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that when conviction reaches the heart and it fills the heart with light and with brightness, then all of the doubts and all of the doubtful matters and all of the anger dissipate. If true conviction in Iman fills the heart, Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, then any doubt or any suspicion or any anger with the decree of Allah disappears. And the heart becomes filled with love for Allah and fear of Him and contentment with Allah and thankfulness to Him and trustfulness in Him, tawakkul, and turning to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, and know by your Lord they will not believe until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge between them. Then they do not find in themselves any haraj, any resistance. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. And they submit completely. The Mufassireen, they say, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. What this means is that they don't have any doubt as to the commandments of the Messenger. They don't have any shubha, any doubt about it. Rather, their iman, they have full iman that prevents them from going against or doubting the commandment of Allah. And their taqwa of Allah removes any shahwa, any desire that would go against the command of Allah. And that they have no anger with the decree of Allah. This is true Islam. Tasleem means that a person does not hold any doubt, or they hold any desire, or they hold any anger towards the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected Muslims, Iman, it makes men And it makes men take positions and take firm stances. Iman is the fuel for the motivation and the aspiration. And faith, it is the spirit of nations. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they reached what they did because of their Iman and their Islam. Their stories beautify the pages of history. What they reached because of their faith in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ.
Allah says, and this was addressing the Sahaba, when the munafiqeen, they came and they said, there's a huge army gathering against you. What was the response of the Sahaba? They said,
فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ.
The people, the munafiqeen, said, fear this huge army. They're gathering against you. They're going to attack you and kill you. Have fear of them. So it increased the Sahaba in Iman. And they said, Allah will suffice us. Allah is our suffice. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And He is the best guardian. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at Anas ibn Nadr, radiallahu anhu, when he was in the battle, and he said, Wallahi, I smell the fragrance of paradise behind Uhud. I smell the fragrance of paradise nearby to Uhud, the mountain of Uhud. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at Umayr ibn Hammam, when he was approaching a battle and he had some dates in his hands, and it was said to him, there is nothing between you and paradise except I'm fighting in the way of Allah. So he took the dates and he looked at them. And he said, if I were to eat these dates, it would be too long of a life to wait for that paradise. He threw the dates and he ran to the battlefield and fought, and was fought until he was martyred. He did not want to wait the time for the eating of some dates to enter paradise. That was his iman. That was the yaqeen of the Sahaba. As if the akhirah, as if the paradise was in front of their eyes, as if the unseen was seen to them. They saw what is unseen through the eyes of their heart, through the iman in their souls. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they saw the unseen world in front of them as if it was the seen world. And when the mushrikeen, they would make fun of the Sahaba because of their faith in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it only increased them in their obedience to him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what has brought the nation of the Muslims to victory in the past was their deen. There was nothing more, nothing less than that. They received the izz, the honor, the nobility because of their iman. And as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose the Muslims, beginning in Arabia, to lead mankind, to be the spiritual leaders of mankind because of their iman. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what has caused the Muslims to leave this role of being the soul and being the leaders of mankind spiritually and the obedience of Allah is nothing other than going away from faith in Allah and going after the dunya. When the Muslims, they left this faith in Allah and tawheed and aqeedah, then their civilization perished. Then they lost the dunya and the akhirah. They became enamored with other ideologies, with socialism, communism, secularism, disbelief, atheism. And so what happened to them, their greatness perished like a mirage in the desert. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the enemies of Islam, they know that the cause of the greatness of the Muslims is their iman, their faith in Allah. This is the life of the ummah. And so, what they have done is they have plotted to destroy the faith of iman in the hearts of the Muslims. And so they spread the shubuhat, the doubtful matters of the religion, and the desirous, the shahawat, the loves and the lusts amongst the Muslims. They do this through books and television, through programs and internet. They do this so that they could bring a new generation who loses the spirit of iman and tawheed and aqeedah. They hope to corrupt the faith of the believers and bring doubts in their hearts and destroy the faith in their hearts. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, every day we hear about another evil satanic attack on Islam, another evil action which is made against the Muslims, which makes us realize that these are not random events that are taking place, but rather it is a plan, a step-by-step plan against the belief, to cause the hearts to deviate and to cause the enemies of Islam to have victory over the Muslims. This plan, which is to make the Muslims impoverished spiritually and physically, and make them become seeking after the dunya and leaving the deen and leaving the aqeedah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, atheism and lack of belief and lack of iman, it is not a sickness of the self. Excuse me. Atheism and lack of iman is not a doubtful matter of knowledge, but it is a disease within the self. It is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers to hold on to this faith and to have iman and to not let it go and to stay together and to stay away from racism and nationalism and tribalism, things that destroy the brotherhood and bond of iman. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the goal is to make Muslims seek after the worldly gains at the expense of the akhirah, at the expense of their deen, at the expense of their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever a group of Muslims achieves some realization of true faith in Islam, we see how they are immediately attacked. Whenever a group of Muslims seek to act on their faith and to establish their deen, instantly they are attacked from all sides, from different armies and different means. But when Muslims are suffering in Syria for 2 years, being killed and slaughtered and massacred, nothing can be done. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this only shows us the hypocrisy and the lies and the disbalance and the injustice of those who claim to uphold the rights of mankind. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon the truthful people to put out the fire of fitna. It is upon the righteous people to work hard to revive the hearts and to purify them and to make them filled with iman, in order that this ummah come back to its position of honor and dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they do not want the disbelievers from the people of the book, nor the mushrikeen, that some good come to you from your Lord. But Allah chooses for His mercy whomever He wills. And Allah is full of bounty, most great in bounty. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم وأقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said that no one gets used to opposing the Sharia by his own opinions, and this does not sink into his heart, except that iman will never enter his heart. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, whoever causes himself or gets used to allowing his opinions to override the religion of Allah, iman will never come into his heart. He will never have firm faith in his heart. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the reality is what we see every day. So what we must do is beware of every evil gathering, every spreading of doubtful matters. We must beware of evil companions. What we must have is the richness of iman. We must have the company of the scholars and the ulama. And we must meet with the pure, righteous people, the truthful ones. We must beware of giving our whims authority over the laws of Allah. We must beware of giving in to our whims. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, who can be safe from fitna? Fitna is surrounding us. Fitna is in every place that we look, from the doubtful matters, from the desires. So what we must do is make a great effort to make our hearts firm on iman. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the importance of learning aqidah and learning the commandments of Allah, learning the oneness of Allah, which is the foundation upon which our religion is built. Without proper aqidah, we cannot build our deen. And without learning the fiqh, the commandments and the prohibitions, we will not be able to obey Allah and fulfill our ubudiyah to Allah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what we must do is build the foundation of aqidah and learn the halal and the haram so that we can obey Allah and fulfill our ubudiyah and so that we can be saved from the fitan, and so that our children can be saved from the fitan that awaits us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah sent down the Quran not simply to be recited on certain occasions, not simply to recite and get barakah on certain months of the year, but the Quran is to be believed in through aqidah, and to be obeyed through halal and haram, and through learning the fiqh. And so it is a great loss when we find that most of the ummah takes the Quran as a book of barakah, and forgets that it's a book of guidance for mankind, a constitution, a book of law, a book of sharia, a book of things to believe in. What benefit will our children have if they memorize surahs without knowing what they mean? That will not save them from the fitan. What benefit will our children have, and ourselves, when they learn, when they hear the Quran, or they memorize certain rituals and belief acts without having the proper aqidah, without knowing the true oneness of Allah, without knowing La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I assure you that the majority, that many, many of our children, if not the majority, they do not know La ilaha illallah and what it implies of Tawheed. So turning away from that and saying and wanting our children to memorize Quran or learn Arabic when they don't even know Tawheed is not from the fiqh of this religion. It is not from the methodology of our ulama. It is not from the teaching of our scholars. We have to teach our children their aqidah, their oneness of Allah and Tawheed. We have to teach them how to obey Allah, the halal and haram. This is the methodology of the ulama, and this is how we will save ourselves and our children from the hellfire. This is how, if we want our children to be in paradise, we have to make this effort. Each and every one of us has to make this effort to make sure our children learn these things. If we want our children and we want to fulfill our responsibility in front of Allah and to be in paradise with our children, we have to make this effort. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان والتوحيد اللهم أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم كن إخواننا في سوريا وفي الشام وفي كل مكان اللهم احفظهم اللهم احفظهم اللهم احفظهم اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده.
بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه